Priya Kumar lives on the top floor of a building full of shops. We're in Hansi, a small town in Haryana, about 100 miles northwest of Delhi. When I arrive, Priya greets me with a big hug. We're meeting again after 7 years. Back then, I was working on a documentary film about brides from Kerala who had traveled 2,000 miles to marry men in Haryana. Here, many families see daughters as a burden, especially economically. So when sonograms became available in India in the 1970s, some families opted to use that technology to abort female fetuses. And the resulting shortage of women really started to be felt a couple of decades later. This is Priya's husband, Manish. He says, I got married in Kerala because I wasn't getting a match here. That's why I had to go there. The rest was written in my destiny. Manish works at a tea stall nearby. He's shy and soft-spoken. They make me a cup of tea before sitting down to talk. I didn't get any proposals in Kerala, Priya says. If I did, I might have stayed. Some people said my family wasn't good, or I was fat. They say those kind of things there. A local guy who had married a bride from Kerala found a way to bring Manish's picture to Priya. The boy looked good in the photo, she says. When I saw him in person, he looked good too, so we got married. I said yes to the marriage. Priya took the 3-day train journey from the lush green fields of rural Kerala to the dusty, crowded towns of Haryana. Manish and Priya's worlds couldn't be more different from one another. Kerala has the highest literacy rate in the country, and most women get an education there. Haryana has a deeply patriarchal culture, and women often don't leave their homes or villages unless they're with a male relative. In the beginning, I was really upset, Priya says. When someone is new here, it's a given they'll be upset. There's a problem with the language, difficulties with the food. This trend of Kerala-Haryana marriages was in full swing 7 years ago when I first visited. The number of these couples swelled to over 200 in this small town and nearby villages. Priya has a network of friends from Kerala here, and she often spends time with them, talking and sharing stories in their native language, Malayalam. Today her friend Pushpa has come over to hang out for a few hours. The friends say the Kerala marriages came to a halt a few years ago. Some brides even went home for good, leaving behind alcoholic husbands or controlling in-laws. But I found that the women who stayed here have slowly transformed their communities. The Kerala brides brought with them values that put daughters on equal footing with sons. In Kerala, sex-selective abortion is practically unheard of. They aren't pressured into them here either, since their in-laws worry they could leave if they're unhappy. The women return to Kerala to give birth and come back to Haryana when their babies are a few months old. Both Priya and her friend have one daughter each. There's been a change, Priya says. Our friend has a girl. In their household, everyone first said they wanted a son. But she's got a daughter and they're fine. According to the latest census, Haryana still has the worst child sex ratio in all of India. There are only 834 girls for every 1,000 boys. My husband was so delighted when our daughter was born, Priya says. He distributed sweets to everyone in the neighborhood. There's really no difference for us to have a girl. My mother and father think the same, I tell her. All mothers and fathers should think this, Priya says. They should have a girl. She's the most valuable. I explain my message to others and tell them there's no difference. A girl brings honor to the family. Their daughter Kartika is staying with her grandmother in Kerala right now. I ask to see some photos of her. They pull out a heavy album. Here's our little girl, Manish says. We celebrated her birthday and called all our friends over. I ask Manish what he thinks about having an only daughter. Everyone has their own way of thinking, he says. For us, our daughter is like an image of God. For the world, I'm Sonia Narang in Hansi, Haryana.